Okay, here we go. Five Hasidic ideas for Rosh Hashanah, Tav Shin Pei. Our learning should be the Nishmas, our great-grandfather's Yartzer, who was a few days ago, Yosef Bechazka Levi. Also, Baruch Tzibur Venasan, Chus Forshtama, Baruch Biyam and somebody in the Minas, Baruch Libchai Masha, Tav Henech Mar, Navin Henech Mar, Chavir Simcha, Baruch So Shachai Yisrael. First idea comes to us from Nismach Moshe and Parshas Emor. He talks about the greatness of the day of Rosh Hashanah. He says, "Achinu b'nei Yisrael, my brothers, Jewish people, b'yadenuhu, mishirot zelashuv, the people that want to do tshuva, harishari tshuva pasuchim, the gates of tshuva are open." He's screaming to us, "The gates of tshuva are open, Rosh Hashanah. Mishirot zelishkad, there's someone who wants to be sanctified, harishari kedusha pasuchim. The shari, the holy gates are open. Mishirot zelahotzi, mimasker, asitra achar nafshu, letzis nach, chavshim misal tanuso." Someone wants to be able to free from the Yitzhara. The day of Rosh Hashanah, the gates are open. He's begging us to understand the greatness of the day, the gates of Tshuva, the gates of Kedusha, the day to be able to be Purish from the Yitzhara are open. As we said yesterday from the Sfas Emes, Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashinui. It's the beginning of change. It's in the DNA of Rosh Hashanah that a person is able to start fresh and new and start afresh. The Shari Tshuva are open, the Shari Kedusha are open. Go grab onto it, says the Yismach Moshe. Beautiful insight. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes from the Avodah Yisrael, the Kushner Zermagi, writes in this week's Parshas Nitzavim. He says, and we know the Gemara tells us, Machlokis and Rosh Hashanah Yodam Adbeis, when was the world created? Tishrei or in Nisan? And we know the Gemara says, Eilu ve'eilu, and Tosas says they're both right, the Gemara says. Eilu ve'eilu, Tosas says, in Tishrei, Hashem thought about creating the world, and Bebaisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu actually created the world. So he says, Tishrei is the pregnancy. Tishrei is Hayom Haras Olam, it's the Herayon. But when's the Leda? When's the Maisa? That's Nisan. But at the end of the day, you want to know what the end of the day is, says the Avodah Yisrael, the whole point of the Herayon, the whole point of the pregnancy was to get to the Maisa, was to get to Nisan. And what's Nisan? Is the time able to feel the Malchus Kavod Shemayim. The whole point of the Bria was to be able to get to Kavod Shemayim. And he says the Kudus Ramagat, the Lo Hais and Ikaras Adonusa Malchusa Achayotzo Yisomim Mishami Nisan, Fu Rosh Hashanah Malachim. At the end of the day, you want to know, at the end, we couldn't recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Adnos, His creation, His kingship throughout the world, His almightiness, if that's a word, throughout the world, until we left Egypt. And that is Rosh Hashanah Malachim, is Nisan. At the end of the day, there's a tremendous connection between Tishrei and Nisan, but Tishrei is the Machshava for the Kavod Shemayim, for the Malchus, but Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus only comes into fruition, into action in Nisan. A beautiful insight from the Kudus Ramagi. Moving on to idea number three. Right, so we said, at the end of the day, the Kudus Ramagi says the whole point of this world is to bring Kavod Shemayim to the Ribono Shel, which is the whole point of Rosh Hashanah. It's to mamach the Ribono Shel. Says the Sfas Emes in Tav Resh Mem Vav. We say in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, Maloch al kol ha'olam kula, Kadosh Baruch Hu, your kingship, your kingdom should rule all over the world. Says the Sfas Emes, what's the deeper idea? He says, first, we're davening for our own world. Tzorach yos ikar ha'bakash al atzmenu. We're davening Shabakol Makom Noch Hakol Ulam. Then my Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should rule over me. Shkol Adam Yisrael Nikar Olam Befnei Atzma. Every Jew we know is a world upon themselves. That at the end of the day, we're telling the Ribono Shel, we want your Malchus to not only reign over the world. We want it to reign over my world. That I'm enlisting. I'm enlisting to your army. That I'm enlisting Kabbalah Sobach Hashemayim into the world. And it says that's the deeper idea of Maloch Al Kol Ulam Kulo. Obviously, the Pashup Shad is that we want the Ribono Shel's Malchus to be reigning all over the world. But on the panemius, on a deeper level, is our being a mamach, the Ribono Shel in my world, in our world. According to how much you take upon yourself, and the more you'll see Kadosh Baruch Hu throughout the whole entire Klal Yisrael. Because the specifics, the individuals, are told you in the Klal. Meaning we're davening that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus should be upon us. And then, so that could be roshan. That could influence, and that could spill over to the rest of the world. Beautiful insights. Fasemis tov resh mem vav. Moving on to idea number four. So right, we're focusing on these past two ideas about Malchus Shemayim. Sanz Rebbe in Divrei Chaim in Rosh Hashanah. He writes an incredible thing that every Rosh Hashanah, when we crown the Ribono Shel King, we're zocha to mamish feel him in our lives. And the more we crown him, the more we'll feel him in our lives. When we crown the Ribono Shel Hashem King, through our hands, through our actions, through our Kabbalah Sobach Hashemayim, through our bringing Kavod Shemayim to the world, we are causing the Ribono Shel Hashem to be in the world. And says the Sanz HaRebbe, very similar to the Sfas Emes. The more we crown him, the more he'll be there. Right? Similar to the Tzas Emes. We have to believe in our crownship. Believe in the ability that we are bringing Kavod Shemayim to the world. The more we bring Kavod Shemayim, the more we mamach the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more he'll be felt. And similarly, fifth and final idea, the Satlik Kedushas Levi and the Kutim Rosh Hashanah says exactly this word, but he says a little more specifically. He says, when we crown the Ribbono Shel Olam king, so when we crown Hashem king, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us great things. Then he could bring down tremendous shefa. Shefa, chayim, toiva, bracha, chachma, kol ha-tovos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring down life. He could bring down goodness and blessing and wisdom and all the good things in the world. But first it's got to start with us. First, as Gemara tells us in Yoma, habal atar misayin oso. First, we have to take the first step. We have to want to be purified. We have to do our part to be mamach the Ribbono Shel Olam, to bring kavod shemayim, that I'm accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life, and I'm enlisting. I might have messed up throughout the year, but I'm enlisting into his army again. And these last three ideas are very much connected. These last three ideas were mamach the Ribbono Shel Olam in our own personal life. The Divrei Chaim says that at the end of the day, we're mamach the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then at the end of the Kedushas Levi says, when we're mamach the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're zochet to tremendous shefa in our own personal lives. Let's review these five ideas. The first idea we said from the Yismach Moshe, how important is Misha wrote, so Allah Shulah Yishar Tshuva Pesuchim. You want to come to Tshuva, the gates of Tshuva are open. You want to come to Kedusha, the gates of Kedusha are open. You want to come to be able to beat the Yitzhar, the gates are open. As the Tzas Emes says, Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of change. It's a time to change. Kushat Shemagat says, the Gemara tells us, Yom HaBez, the Machlokis, when was the world created? Tishrei and Nisan. And the Gemara says, Eil Veil Divrei Elokim Chaim, both are correct, but Tosha says over there, in Tishrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought to create the world. Nisan, he actually created the world. Tishrei is the haras. It's the pregnancy. Nisan was the leda, was the actuality, was the giving birth. What was Nisan? It's to meet Malchus of Malchus Shemayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam's anus, his kingship, is only felt in Nisan. But the Tishrei is the beginning. And what we see, Soiv Machsav Machshava Techila, we see at the end, that from the beginning, what's going to be at the end. That's all about crowning the Ribbono Shel Olam king. And that's what the Tzas Emes, the third idea, says. In Tov Reish Memvav, Meloch al kolam kulo. We're not just davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship to be throughout the world, but he should be over my world. That I'm enlisting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my world. That I want to enlist into his army again. And when we do that, the more we enlist HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our world, then says the Tzas Emes, ki ha-prat toli b'klal. Kach nimsa mizah ha-ra l'kol ha-klal. The more we do, the more we'll be able to bring Shefa to the rest of the world. And that's what Divrei Chaim says. Every Rosh Hashanah, we have the ability to be able to bring Malchus Shemayim. And the more we do, the more the Ribbono Shel Olam will be there. And the Kedushas Levi, the fifth and final idea, says it very similar to the Divrei Chaim, but he says it a little more specifically. By the lashon of the Kedushas Levi, the more we crown him, he'll grant us tremendous blessing. Shefa chayim tova bracha chacham el chol tovos. The more we crown him, the more he'll be specifically in our lives. But as Hashem Shvizocha, to take upon the opportunity of the day of Rosh Hashanah to bring kavod shemayim to the Ribbono Shel Olam b'machshava. And then to Maisa, Be'ezus Hashem Nisan, the Machus Shemayim in our own personal lives, to bring Machus Shemayim throughout the world, and to be able to mashpia the tremendous, tremendous, tremendous things that all Klai Yisrael of the whole world need, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, to take upon all those opportunities, as the Kiddush Levi says, for Shefa Chaim Tova Bracha, Chachma V'Chol HaTovas, Lo Nu L'Chol Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, Shkoyach.